Rockies and the Brewers wrapping up a four-game series, the big league debut of Antonio Senzatella as he battled Chase Anderson. Game is scoreless in the third until Mark Reynolds steps to the plate.
The 1-0 pitch, swinging a fly ball right center field, hit well. Nieuwenhuis is back, as is Santana, and this ball is gone. Just over the right center field fence, and Mark Reynolds, for the second time in this series, has hit a home run. 2-2 pitch. And it's a called third strike. The 2-2, a swing and a miss.
Now the windup, here it is. Struck him out swinging. Now the windup, here it is. Struck him out swinging.
Another 3-2. Nieuwenhuis with a drive, deep right center. Gonzalez back, and we are tied. Kirk Nieuwenhuis, his first hit of the year, leaves the yard. It's 1-1. 2-2 again. Swing and a line drive. Caught by Reynolds. Wow.
What a play. Here it is. Swinging and a drive to left center. Big trouble. And it is gone for Arenado. And Colorado has the lead.
The Rockies take three of four games in the series following a 2-1 win. And according to MLB.com, Brewers reporter Adam McKelvey, Keon Broxton suffered a small nasal fracture, but is not expected to hit the DL. It's been a rough start to the season for the Brew Crew as they drop three of four games at Miller Park to the visiting Colorado Rockies and begin the season 1-3. Here is Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell.
He did throw the ball well. No, it was a good first start for Chase. It was a kind of a continuation of what we saw in that final exhibition game. I thought he did a good job. Beating some hitters. He pitched great. He pitched a really nice ball game.
After watching their pitching for four games, what do you think about the group, especially this kind of the young starters they have there?
Well, I thought we swung the bats pretty well today, or especially early in the game. I thought it was, we had some good at bats. We had a lot of balls hard, right at people. So, they got some outs today. I thought we swung the bats pretty well, off the starters especially.
First inning was.
The first inning was, it was a big inning for sure.
I mean, Domingo hits the ball hard, but right at the second base. Could have been a much worse moment than it appeared to be with Keon there. Is he okay?
Yeah, I mean, he has a small nasal fracture, but he'll be day-to-day. Unlikely to be a DL. So there's a possibility he could play tomorrow. So he's good. I mean, we're very lucky, for sure.
Did that flap?
It hit from what I'm told, it hit the flap, yeah. And then glanced off his nose.
You have a number of guys who tried that in spring training and like it. I mean, that's partly a comfort for the hitter. They have to get used to that flap being there, right?
Well, look, we saw, something really bad last spring. Myself along with Jason, I give Jason Schauger a lot of credit, their equipment manager, who's, gone up and encouraged guys to wear it as well. Brox is, he's grateful he's had it on today. There's no question about it. He avoided something, incredibly serious.
R&R is kind of silly good, isn't he? I mean, 0-2. I guess Nefeli got that ball up a little bit more, or maybe not.
No, I mean, he was trying to go up. I mean, it was up. It was, that's where he pitches. That's where Nefeli pitches. It's Arenado, and it's, you hate to get bit on 0-2. I don't think it was a terrible pitch. He just, put a good swing on it. I mean, not much different really than the swing Braun puts on the last ball of the game, just a little bit.
It's weird how that series changed. It was like slugging, high scoring games, and then the pitching kind of took over the last 2 days.
Yeah, I'm been very happy. We pitched very well. I did think we swung the bats well today. But we pitched well the last two games, and some of the guys in the bullpen are doing a very nice job. And pleased with what they're doing as well. Corey Knebel's thrown the ball outstanding the first 2 days. His first three appearances.
Is that thing, just back to Keon for 1 second, is a nasal fracture just personal comfort then, what he can, how he's feeling? I mean, there's no danger of, like, further issues, is it, or am I asking you too much about it?
My understanding is, I mean, when the trainers tell me day to day that there's no, that there's, it's really on, it's to comfort level. He's going to probably have a headache tomorrow, but really it'll just be a comfort level tomorrow.
And since he already wears the face guard, there's nothing to be done. I mean, he just does what he's been doing.
Yeah, for sure.